What exactly is snow surveying and how does it work?
Well, snow surveying is determining the amount of water held in a snowpack. Storms come in with very light powder snow and maybe have 20% density, 20% water. Or they may come in as a wet storm and have 60% water. And so our purpose is to find out how much water is standing in the snowpack. The depth of the snow and the amount of water in the snowpack do not correlate.
It's not as simple as there's this many inches of snow, so this is how much water we're going to have.
No, and worldwide, they tried to figure this out for many, many years and couldn't do it. But Frank Church from University of Nevada at Reno in 1906, he and Dr. Boardman did. And today, we're doing it the same way and using the same equipment.
What is that same way and that same equipment that was developed a century ago that we're still using today?
Well, Dr. Church made a tube that you could stick down through the snow, pull up a core, and weigh it. From that, they could determine how much water was held in that depth of snow. It's called the Mount Rose Sampler, and it's used around the world. It's used in the Caucasus Mountains of Russia. It's used in the Alps of New Zealand. They have never come up with a better way to determine the water content.
Nothing like good old-fashioned manpower, right?
No, we're doing it the exact same way that Dr. Church started doing it in 1906. And it's very accurate because the weight shows exactly how much water is in that snowpack. You may have 20 feet of snow with 60% density and 12 feet of water standing all over the mountains in the snowpack.
Why is snow surveying so important, especially here in the western region?
Well, the water coming off the Sierra Nevada feeds the Truckee River and all the rivers on the west side. The agricultural economics of using this water and growing crops is phenomenal. For instance, just three counties in the southern San Joaquin Valley grow more produce than any one single country in the whole world. And this produce is grown with snowmelt water coming off the Sierra Nevadas.
Why perform snow surveys once a month? Why not just wait till later in the season when the conditions are a little better?
Before 1946, they did that. They only measured on April 1st because the Sierra snowpack historically achieves its greatest depth and water content on April 1st. But the farmers wanted more information. It's too late for them to plow up their fields if they were only getting the information April 1st. And also the metropolitan areas, Reno, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they all depend on this water. And they want to know how much water they can hold back in their dams or if they need to let it go.
In your book, you explain a lot about what you guys do when you go out in the mountains. And a lot of it seems awfully dangerous. So, you know, I've got to ask, what are some of those dangers that you face every year?
Snow surveying is probably one of the safest occupations that the states or the federal government fund. And it's only because the people that do it are very, very careful. We do have avalanche danger each month that we deal with. Some months it's extreme, some months it's not. And so you really want to keep in the front of your mind exactly what's going on in the snowpack every single day. We very seldom ever take anyone with us because of the dangers. We're staying in cabins each night. We have to dig down to get into the cabins. Sometimes we'll get to the cabins at well after dark or in a snowstorm and a blizzard. And you got to dig down sometimes 10 feet or 15 feet to get just to get into the cabin.
What's your favorite part of snow surveying?
Oh, I think it's just going into the mountains in the winter. You get back into that world. It's so different. There's no communication, but also you're getting some of the best skiing in the world. And you're getting some of the worst skiing in the world, too.
So, we in for a good year or are we in for another dry winter?
You know, I've been doing this long enough. I started doing snow surveys in 1972, and I've found that you can't make long-term predictions. The year may start out very good and then suddenly shut off like it did last year. It's somewhat of a guess.
Patrick, thank you for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
That was Patrick Armstrong. He's been doing snow surveys for over 40 years and recently wrote a book about it titled Log of a Snow Survey. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick.